Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Ches, Sanhedrin 108b, pagination is 216. I'd like to start about 13 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, a story that occurred, a conversation between Eliezer and Shem, the son of Noach, which will be followed with a conversation between Shem, the son of Noach, and Eliezer. Amar le Eliezer l'Shem Rabo. Eliezer said to the great Shem, Shem, the son of Noach, K'siv l'mishpachose hem yatsu menateva, that the different creatures that were on the Teva, the Ark, were all in separate groups. They were according to their families, according to their type. As Rashi says on the third line, Kol chad v'chad b'fnei atzmo haya, they were individuals. V'lo hayu ochlem kulam be'evos echad, they didn't all eat from the same trough. Every animal has its own needs. It wasn't some miracle that they all ate some generic food. Atun heichon avitun, how did it work for you? How did you survive? How did you care for all of the creatures? Amale and Shem answered, Tsar gadol hayolanu b'teva. It was very difficult for us. Bir yeshadar kalachila b'yom echlunu abayom. An animal that normally eats by day, so we fed it according to its needs by day. Shadar kalachila b'layla, if it normally ate by night, it was nocturnal. So echlunu abalayla, we gave it at night. And you could imagine that if you're on a time clock for day and for night and all kinds of different foods, it's a very busy enterprise. So that is the statement of Shem, the son of Noach, recounting what happened on the Teva, and there's some details that he gives further about different creatures in particular. I'd like to mention that related to this conversation of Eliezer, the servant of Avram, and Shem, is another conversation which is recounted in the Medrash on Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayin 37. The Medrash tells us that Avram Avinu had a discussion with Malki Tzedek, which is another name for Shem, the son of Noach. And he asked, Ketzed Yitzasa min ha-teva, how did it work out for you? How did you get out of the Teva? What was your merit? Omar lo, and Shem answered, B'tzedaka shahayinu osim, with the charity, literally, that we used to do. Omar lo, so Avram asked, V'chimat tzedaka hayu lechem la'asos, what kind of charity? V'chaniyim hayu sham, there were poor people? It was a communal setting. Whoever was on the Teva was on. What does it mean they're poor? There's Noach and his children. Who are you doing charity with? And Shem ben Noach answered, on the different animals that were with us. We couldn't sleep a whole night. We had to attend to all the different animals. So Avram heard this, and he thought, they merited salvation because of the tzedakah they did with animals. Wow! Ani, regarding myself as I choose my life's work, im esa im b'nei adam, if I do this type of providing for people, shem b'dmus v'tzalem shalom alochim, that they have an angelic component to them, alachas kama v'kava, it'll be even greater. And therefore, the Medrash concludes, Vayita Eshel. He established a hostel. He provided people, Achila, Shasiya, and Lina, and Levaya, food, drink, providing for them, escorting them. And that was, according to the Medrash, the inspiration for Avram to become the great Baal Chesed that we know his legacy to be. Let's continue in the Gemara. We're five lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chana bar Livoi. Amar Shem Rabo le Eliezer. Here's a conversation, a question that Shem, the son of Noach, asked Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Ki osu alaychu malchei mizrachu mayrov, when that world war happened in Parshas Lech Lecha, the kings of the east and the kings of the west, aton heichi aviditu, what did you do? How did it work for you? Amalei, he said, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham, Hashem came to Avram, va'osvei mimineh, and he was right next to him, va'avashadinon afra, we threw dirt, va'avacharbi, and it turned into swords, gili, we took straw, va'avagiri, and it became arrows. And that's how we won the war. Skip to one line up at the end of the line, and we have a more contemporary Talmudic story. Nochem Ishgamzu, you have a ruggle. Nochem Ishgamzu, literally Nochem, the person who always said, this also, and it means Gamzu Litova, this also is for the good. His attitude was, whatever Hashem orchestrates, that's the way it's supposed to be, and let's deal with it. He always said, Gamzu Litova, this is for the good. Yomachad, one day, Bo Yisrael Lishturi Doran LeKesar, the Jews wanted to send a gift to the Caesar. Amri, they said, V'hade man nishtar, who should we use to send it? And they said, Nishtar b'hade Nochem Ishgamzu, send it with this Nochem Ishgamzu, demelumad benisim hu, because he's used to having miracles happen for him, which I guess they realized might be necessary as they're trying to send to the Caesar. Lots of things can go wrong, and they want a person who has a miraculous relationship. We mentioned when we talked about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa that a person who sees Hashem's hand in the natural, so the jump to miraculous is not such a big jump anymore, because anyway Hashem was doing it. And that's the ability of Nochem Ishgamzu. Kimata lahu diyura, they came to the hostel and they were going to rest. And the owners asked, what are you doing? And they said, we're bringing a gift to the Caesar. So middle of the night, these people came and they emptied the chest full of gems, full of treasures, that was supposed to be the gift, and they put dirt in there. When they got to the Caesar, the reaction was, Achuchu kamechaychi bi Yehudai. The Jews are making fun of me. They gave me this big special chest full of dirt. So afkua lemikdale, they took him out, they're going to kill him. Omar and Nochem Ishgamzu says, Gamzu litova, this too is for the good. And he has the awareness that he's living in Hashem's world. Asa Eliyahu came, v'idmi lukechad minayu, and he appeared like one of them, like a person in the court of the Caesar. Omaluhu, and he said, Duma yafra miyafra davram avinuhu. Maybe this is the dirt of their father, Avraham, that we just talked about in the conversation of Eliezer and Shem. Davashadi Afra, they threw the dirt, Avacharbi, Gili Avagiri, and it's going to become into armaments if you throw it. Bodku, they threw it, they checked it, Vaashka, Chachihaven, that's what happened. So they realized they have a real treasure with them. Mechuza de lava koyachli le, Lemichbeshe, there was a city that they couldn't seem to capture it. Shodameahu Afra Alevikav Shuha, they threw from this dirt and they captured it. So they brought Nochem Ishgamzu into the Caesar's treasure house and they said, take what you want as a return gift. So he took. When he came back, he stopped by the same hostel and they asked him what happened. And they said, whatever we had from here, that's what we gave, and things worked out. So they in turn took dirt and they brought it to the Caesar. And whether the Caesar interrogated them and figured out the story or not, but in any case, the Gemara concludes, Katlinhu lahanach diyure, those people who tried to play the trick and then tried to think that the miracle was going to happen for them too, so the Caesar killed them. You find this sometimes happens with, for example, the army of Paro that chases the Jewish people into the sea. They somehow think that the miracle of the split sea is going to happen for them too. And it doesn't. And these are two stories of conversations between Eliezer and Shem. Nochemish Gamzu as an addendum to the story of Avraham's miraculous earth, and also to remember the inspiration for Avraham and his tremendous devotion to Chesed, according to the Medrash in Tehillim, was sourced in the Teva. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.